kneeling by my bed, folded hands and tilted head. I thank the Lord for my water and my bread. Thankful to be a part of God's flock of chosen sheep, waking from my slumber while the world is still asleep. Freedom loving, patriotic, deplorable bum. I reside in the States, but Scotland is where I'm from. Sometimes I feel defeated, but we will always stand tall. Fighting with my family, we go one, we go all. We may fall. Our Bibles and talk of bread and wine, indoctrinate our children, throw the world into decline. We the people need to stand firm and understand, without liberty and freedom, all we have is dirt and land. Holding the sword high, I'll stand firmly through the pain. What I have lost is what the wisdom I have gained. If you find me on my knees, it's not because I'm defeated. It was my prayer before the war, the only weapon I needed. Never waste the gifts that the Lord has so given. If at the end of my life, a decision you should make, I will be your servant and the warrior whose soul you will take. And we may fall, holding the line. Yeah, we may fall, but we'll be fine. The world will see the global crimes. Oh, the veil will lift in time.
Good evening, family. How is everybody doing? Great to be back. Can you hear me? I guess test one was, could you hear the music? So I guess that was good. You guys can hear me. That's a 5-5 also. Well, we'll see if we can get this all worked out. I've had so many issues with this machine, driving me nuts ever since the festival. Someone unplugged it, kind of took a little crash, and I've been fixing the insides, the outsides, and we'll see if we got this going. Guys, this is Kilted Christian, episode 465. We have got the Conley. Conley is back. Great to hear him earlier. Give Conley a test real quick. Conley, give me a hello. How are you doing? Did you guys hear Conley's hello? How are you doing? No. Oh, seriously?
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, they should be able to hear you because you were on the same. Yes. Yeah, they can hear you. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Have him call in.
Yeah, that's going to end up being Conley calling into this to his own show.
Wonder why, what would it be?
I have no idea. But this is driving me nuts. I'm checking my it's on Rodecaster Pro Chat 2, Rodecaster Pro Chat 2. And I just can't hear you, Conley.
Well, yes, it is.
Well, Conley is here. He's the ghost of Conley. Let me try this. Can you hear Conley now? Conley, give me a something to say anything.
Anything.
Nope.
No. Oh, goodness.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. They can hear him. It's going 5-5. Yes.
Now? I can hear. It's a little squeak. It's a little squeak.
Okay. Well, hey, Conley, they can hear you now. So we've got sweet. That. And I've got one more test to do. Tell me if you guys can hear audio playing from my computer. Let's see. Testing in 3, 2, 1.
In the early 1990s, you could very easily predict upcoming global crises just by how much pizza was being delivered to U.S. intelligence buildings. This was first discovered.
Well, it's all going to the wrong part of the system, but I guess we've got audio. guys, Kilted Christian episode 465, after sound check, Conley Monday. Let's get to it.
We are many nations around the world, comprised of many cultures, but we stand together in a battle between good and evil. We're the seekers of wisdom, the bringers of truth, the hands of heaven, and the voices of reason. As the world tries to divide us by our differences, we only grow stronger as we are bound together as the children of God.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and say hello, everybody. Hi, Livin. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm still flustered.
You've been flustered for like about 5 days now.
I had to take this machine apart. And literally reconnect some of the connections and then I had to go through because the board defaulted completely. Like every single thing that I had in it was gone, even the sounds that it came with. So there's no more doing God voice by accident.
No.
Because it's no longer in my system. But we got the Conley brother. Yeah. It's great to see you back. It was great to hear your voice again live.
Absolutely.
It's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in a week.
Oh, I know. It's been a while, man. It's been a crazy week. Been a lot of fasting and praying.
Yeah.
Good. How's your fasting going?
It's going. Well, God forced me to fast.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know how to put this. So the other night, the last week has been a haze. I'll just tell you that.
All of us.
Yeah, it's been an absolute haze. I've been out of it for just under a week since you guys heard me last. After the last show, I stood up to go bring the dog cage into our bedroom and something walked through me. And I don't know what it was, but it sent me into almost like a cold seizure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the chill was like to the bone. And I went from being a-okay to not being able to stop shaking.
It was pretty bad. It looked like he was going in convulsions. And I thought maybe his sugar had dropped because he hadn't been really eating much since we left. So it was pretty scary there for a while. And he's been...
Yeah, I've
just
been
good lately.
Praying and fasting, and you know, so God took away my appetite, so that helped with the fasting part.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been interesting. Like I said, it's like I was in a time warp.
Yeah, a long time warp, and also, and then he's been working on his Rodecaster to get that fixed. So that's why we haven't been on.
Oh yeah.
We had some stuff that we had to get taken care of.
Well, we've got it kind of partially fixed. It's working. They can hear the Conley.
Yep. Well, they can hear you.
They can hear us.
And they can hear the clips. That's the main
part. And they'll be able to hear the clips so we can catch you up on news you don't want to know about. I'll give that credit to Doug. That's
news you don't want to know about. That's good.
There's no news that I'm going to be bringing you today.
It's
going to make you happy or smile.
No, does anybody have any news that made him happy or smile today?
Yeah, anybody? Did anybody get any news?
If you do, drop it in the chat.
I do.
Okay, what is it?
I had coffee this morning, and then right after that, coffee did what it's supposed to do. And it's been doing that for the last 2 weeks. So I've been regular.
Oh, hey, you know what, Connie?
Yeah. I mean, there's some good, that's some good news. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's some good news.
Yeah. Yeah,
you ought to try my go-to digestives. No, they're called digestives.
That's what they're called?
Yes. They're called digestives, and they're like British cookies. And they're really good, actually. But they're high in fiber, and they're a camper's best friend.
Oh.
They, a matter of fact,
a camper's?
When you go camping.
Oh.
A camper's best friend.
Really? You've
got to be regular when you're camping.
Yeah.
But
not too regular, though. Yeah,
it's, there we go. Exactly, Laura Lee. It's good poo news.
It's good poo news.
But they're poopy crackers. Exactly. Now, I have to say, yeah, they're biscuits. Exactly. They're biscuits. But that's British for cookie. And but these things are so good. I'm not going to get into detail. Like, let me tell you. Let me tell how awesome these things are. No, they're actually really good. They're inexpensive. You can get them in most food grocery store in the ethnic aisles. But I got some from Kitty too, who went to the Scottish Highland Games and then sent over to me.
Mm-hmm.
But man, these things are amazing. They, I, anyone that's ever like, I don't know what to do, I'm having digestive problems, I'm like, get digesters or digestives, whatever they're called. There's two different names for them. They are awesome. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to bring you some news. That'll make you poo for sure.
Yeah, right.
Or throw up.
Throw up.
One way or the other, it's coming
something
out.
Well, yeah, you're going to be cleansed.
Yeah, you're about to be cleansed. So, Conley, the news hasn't stopped sucking since last we were together.
No, it has not.
Matter of fact, there may be more sucky news to talk about than there were before we were last together.
It's a good thing we were together at that place, because the news is horrible. I say horrible. The news is just wacky. The news has been the news lately, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And you know? I just don't, there's so many places to go. I don't know where to start. So I'm just going to start randomly. I'm going to pin the tail on the crappy news. And here we go.
Bink.
Yeah, bink. So
bink.
Former DOJ prosecutor who fought to lock up J6ers for walking through the Capitol was just arrested for stabbing someone after a car crash. Yes. Then tried to stab a couple who pulled over to help him. So, yeah, there we go.
That, if that doesn't bring into light the craziness of the whole J6 investigation, there you go.
I know. And that's just where we're starting. Yeah, demons much is right. And this guy looks like a demon in his mugshot. So, surprise. And let me tell you how this court case is going to go. They'll let him off with a slap on the wrist and some probation. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
No bail.
I just saved you guys a lot of money in court. And a lot of time watching TV. That's how it's going to go.
It gives them more time to go after Trump.
Yeah, exactly. And more money and more time.
Trump bad.
Yes, man. They won't leave him alone, poor guy. So then we got McCarthy, who is, I don't know. I can't tell if he's good or not. You know what I'm saying? I don't trust anybody anymore. He seems to be doing good things. But he's also trying to fundraise off of him getting rid of McCarthy. In my opinion.
Are you talking about Gates?
Or Gates, yes. Gates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right off the bat, today should have been the day that he went after him, you know, and was like, and started this removal immediately. But he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to dawdle this, and they're going to play games and make us think like they're doing something for us, but they're not. Just like this weekend, they gave, 45-day more on the government in order to get their stuff together, so that they can pass a bill to keep the government open. So that's 45 days. So that'll be about mid-November when this ends. And then they'll do it again. And they always play the same game. They wait until the last minute. There's bickering back and forth. People are like, hey, we should shut it down. The other people are like, no, we can't shut it down. And they always end up doing it right at the very last minute. So there was a side deal apparently made with McCarthy to send more money over to Ukraine. And part of the deal that we wanted, the only thing that would have been remotely acceptable, I think, to any of us, would have been shut the border down. That should have been the number one thing. If that doesn't happen, the government shuts down. But they didn't. And then, you know, they're still talking about sending more money over to Ukraine, because apparently Ukraine needs it and the people here in America don't. The only people that need it are the immigrants that are coming in who are getting a whole lot more money than we are.
Absolutely.
Well, they have pensions, and they have their government and their economy that we need to be worried about more, Joseph.
Yeah,
that's why we're sending all the money over there, so that their pensions and their people are taken care of.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because we don't need any help. You know what I'm saying? I know the veterans are happy living on the streets.
I'm trying to remember how many votes did your representative there in your district, kids? How many people in Ukraine voted for them, by the way?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Well,
you know,
I mean, well, we can't say for sure.
I was going to say, given all the fraud, probably a lot.
Yeah, probably a lot. Matter of fact, I would say maybe 20 million.
Yeah, okay. That used to be a rhetorical question. Now it's really I wonder really how many.
Oh, I know. And, you know, at some point we'll find out, unless the world shuts down. But it looks like the world's going to shut down before the government shuts down.
They're trying.
Boy, oh, they're working they're on it. Trying. They're working they're on trying. It every way possible. I mean,
tell like you what? The web's come out with some new stuff.
They have, man. You want to talk about some of that new
stuff?
No,
you lead into it because I probably have not sorted that out in my head.
Yeah, the web's, it's more of the same old control, control, control. And they're trying to gain more. We don't have world control. The government of this world does not decide what we do in our own country. Matter of fact, we make that decision, but apparently we're too dumb to make that decision, so we need bigger dumbasses to make the decision for us. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. That we need. That was Schwab saying that capitalism is okay, but global capitalism is better.
Yes,
that type thing. Did you see anything today about the water that they were talking about the water?
You mean by the man lady?
Yes, that yes. one.
I'm pretty sure she's a man. I say that a lot now because I think everybody's a man at this point. not everybody. Well, come on. I'm talking about
The talking, people that we don't know. Yeah, that we just see.
The talking heads. Yeah. I used to not be like that, but now I'm like, I'm pretty sure she's a dude.
Yeah.
You have to.
Well, I guess the water is going to be the kind of stuff. Then it's pretty obviously that they're a dude.
Man.
The water is supposed to be the new pandemic. Or
yeah.
where the new
problem
is going
to be. Oh, yeah,
the
water. I heard about
that. Well, no, it's because they couldn't get everybody on board to get vaccinated. So now we're going to be faced with something that everyone has to worry about.
Water.
The water. I do believe Q did say something about watch the water.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, nobody bought monkeypox, so water is the next logical thing.
Yes. I know, and all these things disappear, man, like that... Nepha virus, I haven't heard much about that anymore, or Marburg, like these things, they come and go. You know, I was talking to Moonwolf early, and I'm like, I just can't believe that they're slow rolling this next COVID variant. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just waiting for that opportune moment.
I think you're right about that. That they're waiting for the next opportune moment. I think they're really kind of like trial balloons. They're kind of like putting their finger up in the air and testing the winds. To see gauge what how people are going to act and respond, and they kind of see that people have just basically said F you to taking more shots. So they'll back off of that a little bit, find a different vector for fear, which will be the water, which, you know, that's a more plausible avenue for them to use anyway. Yeah. And then they'll kick in another variant and get people back into the shot taking thing.
Yep, exactly. It's step by step by step. They're wearing us down slowly. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, you know, to a point, man, they're wearing down's working to a point.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't.
Oh, sure.
Because I don't know about you guys, but I am like, I'm fatigued at the inane world that we're living in right now. I wish that I could. Just walk around and tell every single one of these idiots that we have in Senate and Congress exactly what's on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what Convet 67 said? Mm-mm. Monkey Works reporting speculations of government laying groundwork for draft reinstatement.
Hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, we'll see. Watch it. They'll raise it. They'll raise it just enough to where I'm forced to go into the military and have to fight for these idiots. And I will be a dissenter.
Well, wait a minute. Are we fighting the illegals that are coming across the border? Or are we fighting Russia or China?
Ukraine. Ukraine.
Oh.
It'll be Ukraine. The Brits are about to start sending their troops over there. I didn't see that today.
So
yeah.
That's our problem. So this isn't a war between Ukraine and Russia.
No, it's always been between NATO and us. NATO and them.
I know. And you know, Devo, I was hoping if I ever went to Ukraine, it'd be on a purchase ticket, not a military vessel.
Right.
I think I think they're going to continue to ramp that up. Even though they're at a stalemate, they're more in 1914, 1950 type trench warfare. Yeah. And you know, I was listening to I was listening to Eric Prince on Sean Ryan's show on the way driving somewhere, either back home or up to the panhandle. And smart guy. But this summer offensive hasn't done anything. And when you hear in the news that the Ukrainians have broken through the lines of the Russians, that's just the first line. The Russians have two behind it, if not a third.
Yeah.
So they never got off the dime anyway with the offensive. And now the Pentagon is telling Congress that they need more money because they don't have enough money to resupply our own supplies, ammunitions, because of what we've given over to them. We've had to take munitions from so many different caches, South Korea. We've kind of robbed some old material out of the caches that we had in Israel. We did that early on, and we're in trouble that way. I still just question, where's the money coming from? Where is all of this money?
Well, I know where part of it, I don't know where it's coming from, but I can tell you where part of it's going to.
Yeah.
And that is immigration. So there have been some immigrants. Let me go find this clip I had lined up. There's been some immigrants that came in. United Nations is allegedly paying some illegal immigrants to cross the borders. This Haitian immigrant shared how he was getting 3,600 pesos, $206 deposited into a debit card provided to him by the UN, and the money came from Ukraine.
Oh, wow.
So some of the money that we're sending over to them is partly the money that's being used to ship these immigrants around the country come walking right up into our borders looking better than I do, man. Nice clothes, all bathed, hair, you know, freshly cut, wearing their Dapper Dan. I mean,
like, yeah, they're all
last month. Excuse me. Last month was the largest month so far. 230,000.
Oh gosh.
Just this month.
Did you see the Border Patrol fist pumping them?
Yeah,
they're coming through.
Yeah, they were giving them fist bumps.
Yeah, it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, Jilly put in the chat that Dem Congressman Henry Cooler in Washington, D.C. tonight got carjacked at gunpoint.
Who's that?
Henry Cuellar.
Cuellar. Is that how you
say it? Yeah, Cuellar. I think he's in Washington. Texas.
Yeah, he got carjacked at gunpoint tonight.
Man.
Wow. Well, that's what happens when you open the border.
There was. Well, who was the journalist? Jared, I think it was Jared. His last name was Kruger.
Kruger. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That
making fun of Dilbert.
Yeah. Dilbert he was making fun of Scott
yesterday.
Adams.
Yeah. Yeah. Scott Adams. And then he gets murdered in his home.
Literally
last night.
The same way that Scott Adams said, I think Scott Adams quoted, if Biden wins presidency, you're going to be dead.
They'll come kill you in your own home.
Yeah. And then literally that's what happened the day after he made fun of Scott Adams. I'm not saying Scott Adams did it.
No.
I'm just saying Scott Adams was right.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the crime levels across all of the cities, primarily the blue states, and the Blue City, Blue Run cities are astronomical, astronomical, especially there in DC. The murder rates up, carjackings are up, robberies up. And, you know, that was one of the cities that wanted to defund their police department.
Oh yeah.
Well, did you see up in Hollywood Hills, like in California and all the ritzy places, the immigrants are breaking into their houses and stealing all their jewelry and stuff like that. They're just all breaking in. There was a whole six houses in a row that they went through and stole stuff.
See, the immigrants haven't been watching the news, so they're not getting, they're doing things a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize that they're supposed to be breaking into liquor stores and into Gucci and Prada stores.
Yes.
The immigrants are breaking into homes.
Yeah.
And to other places like that.
I know
that.
Because nothing feeds your family like a gold watch, a television, a statue, and a painting by Hunter Biden. So, hey, special warm guest there, a Patriot Transition voice. My brother Steve's in the house. Give him some love, guys.
Man.
Yes, and you know, we talked last time we were on about the show we're going to be starting at the beginning of the year, which I am super excited about, man. That was one guy we had a great time together, and I miss him dearly. So it's going to be good to get to talk about something that we both recognized and have dealt with, which is substance abuse, overcoming it through faith. So it's going to be super, super exciting. I watched a video earlier that he sent me of his cousin, which is a great video too, and I'm going to link that one in so you guys can go see. And it's kind of where we're going to be going. Like I said, it's going to be a great show, and I'll let you guys know more about that as we talk about it. But I'm excited about that. It's going to be good. And thanks for dropping by, Steve. Love you, brother.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So I know he's like, let's go watch some hockey now.
I'm with you.
Preseason starting.
Yes, it has, man. And
hey, we can't wait till you come to, isn't it Nashville?
Yep, Nashville.
Yeah, we'd love to see you guys. We'll come down and do a hockey game with you both.
He's a Predators fan, so
yeah.
Let's just make sure that it's not a Predators Stars game, or we'll have a little.
We'll have to put each other.
Bro ha ha
there in the stands. Drop the gloves.
Yeah, exactly. No, Steve and I have gotten along great. As being fans of different teams, you know, and then his wife, who is a huge Tampa Bay Lightning fan, always ends up playing my team at some point. So, and we're still awesome family. We've never had an argument over hockey. So that's awesome because we can let that go.
Yes.
Unless it's the Stanley Cup Finals, and then it takes a couple of days, but hey.
We're going to take, John wants to go too. We're going to take John with us. We're going to make it a family affair.
Oh yeah, definitely. So this is an interesting thing that I came across. So this is called free delivery or pizza delivery. So back in the 80s, there was a Domino's pizza that was not too far away from Congress and Senate, CIA, and all this other stuff. And they would get loads of orders out of nowhere delivered over to the CIA building or to the FBI building, whatever. And the pizza guy that owned the restaurant started calculating world events by pizza sales because they would always go up like huge right before some major event went down. And it was because they were all sitting there going over whatever was going to be coming over the next couple of days, and they would order pizza, you know, so they could stay in and talk about it. And so he ended up literally predicting when events were going to happen by the amount of pizza that went over to the CIA building and the FBI building.
Oh, wow.
So they ended up catching on. And the CIA and the FBI ended up catching on. So they spread their orders out and had interns go pick it up instead of them having it delivered, so that the people couldn't figure out that they knew when something big was about to happen by the large amount of pizza sales that took place all within 24 hours.
Isn't that hilarious? It just took some pizza guy to figure out what was going on.
Exactly. And the sad part is the pizza man figured out what they were doing before they figured out that they had been figured out. Yeah, that they had been figured out. Exactly. It's so crazy, man. So, well, I don't want to say good news, but I've got news. Feinstein passed away.
Oh. Yeah.
Wasn't that like about 6 months ago?
Yeah, I think
Satan gained another warrior.
Yeah.
Right?
So Feinstein passed away probably about the same time that Ruth Bader Ginsburg did. But here's the thing. So she passed away, and it turns out that the day before she passed away, she voted on some big bill. So now there's, you know, some people are questioning, how did she vote and then die the next day? You figured that this may have, you know, death may have been something that worked its way in, came across slowly, not like, hey, I'm feeling good, let's go vote, and then you die the next day. So sadly, the people that are supposed to be questioning this aren't.
Right.
Just like this omnibus or whatever this bill that was passed, you know, to fund the government a little bit longer. And we had
continuing resolution.
Yeah, the continuing resolution. And then they, then you had one of the congressmen, was a senator, who pulled an alarm, a fire alarm, in order to stop this vote from taking place. And then he lied and said, oh, no, I was trying to open a door. I thought it was one of those buttons. Like, come on. If you were in high school and you pulled that alarm and you tried to say, oh, I thought it was the one that opened the door, how would that work out for you, Conley?
Well, since he was a high school principal, he would know.
Yeah, and that's
bigger, what he was before. Yeah, Daryl Bowman.
The bigger irony
is the dude. Yeah,
is it?
And there's there's signs everywhere. He's just, and then his staff starts tweeting out that it's the Republicans are acting like Nazis.
Yes,
for asking for him to be arrested for violating the very same statute that a lot of the, you know, these walkers through that are being indicted and convicted under DOJ during J6, which is obstruction and disruption of Congress. And I think it's like 18 USC 1550 something. And Congress was in session. There was a hearing in session voting on the CR.
Yes.
And he pulled the fire alarm because he's a douche nozzle. He's the one that got into Representative Massey's face there in the rotunda.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, you know, we have those kind of folks in the House and the Senate, but he's taking it to another level. You know, we thought AOC was stupid and is a bartender, which she is, but this guy is a willing accomplice in that stupidity. I think he is the one that's like the token dude in the squad.
Yeah. No, I think he is.
If I'm not mistaken.
I think he is, man. And once again, it just shows the two-tiered justice system that we have. And it gets so tiring, so frustrating watching anything that you, I mean, look, there's people that are in prison right now for 20, 30 years for January 6th, doing basically what he did.
Yes. And if he doesn't get arrested, then it'll show the two-tiered justice system. And what's even more compelling are the people who are defending him and blowing it off.
Yeah.
Not just the people in the media or elsewhere, but it's your friends who are like, oh no, whatever. Well, why can't you do that for, you know, 69-year-old grandma who was being led around by her granddaughter who's been convicted of the same thing for just walking into the rotunda and into the Capitol building for 15 minutes.
And there was people that are serving time that didn't even walk in.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, they deserve it because Trump and democracy.
Yep, exactly. And speaking of that, there's apparently FBI is going around the people's doors right now, and they're, non-veil threats. They're basically like, you know, when you go to vote, don't make a mistake. You know, so they're a non-threat threat. I don't know what you call that.
It's a veiled threat.
Yeah, veiled threat. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of like, don't make a mistake and accidentally vote the wrong thing because it could be harmful to your health.
You know? Ooh, thanks, brown shirt, black shirt people.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's why they're building those nice little quarantine camps for us. Well,
quarantine. You know what, though? It's okay. They're doing it because Merrick Garland cries a lot.
Yeah.
That's why. They feel bad for Merrick Garland. He cried during Scott Pelley's interview.
Yeah, he did.
Thank God, you know, and they're like, he should have been on the Supreme Court. Not if he's going to pull a John Boehner all the time and cry.
Oh, I know, man. It's such an embarrassment. And the only people that are buying it aren't really even buying it because they know the play. Mm-hmm. You know, the conservatives are all like, oh my gosh. Yeah, exactly, Duster. It's forceful suggestions. We're not saying that you need to vote for Biden, but it sure would be better for your health if you did.
Not going to happen.
That's kind of what the mob does, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong about that, but probably not.
Well, kind of exactly what the mob does. So I'm going to play this clip, and I'm going to pre-warn you. There is some language in here, but it would be great to be in this guy's shoes, man. He got put into a valuable place where he can do and say what he wants to. Listen to this guy.
Just another really expensive roof. Liberals drive on a BMW, so I charge another $15,000. And yeah, that's what you get for being liberal. I don't care if they watch this video either way, because there's no one else to roof, because your liberal government made everybody lazy by giving them fucking serbs and nobody wants to work. So I can treat people like shit, act like a fucking asshole, and they still got to pay me for their expensive shit, whether they like it or not. And they got to pay 25% more because they're liberal. So hey, welcome to the real world.
That's good, pretty funny.
Good for him, man. Yep. I mean, you know, he's right. It's like, where are you going to go? You guys have screwed yourselves over. You made everybody lazy. There's nobody liberal that does my job anymore. I'm all that's left. So I can call you whatever names I want to and charge you whatever I can. And there's nothing you can do about it.
I mean, it's no different than having to pay the COVID sales tax or whatever people are adding to all that. Remember that?
Oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're just adding a liberal fee.
Yeah, exactly. I'd even call it that.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, who'd you vote for? Biden? All right, that will be 25% extra.
Yeah. Because for my time of having to deal with apparently extremely ignorant people, yeah. And that makes my brain hurt.
I know, man. A lot makes my brain hurt these days. Like, so the replacement now for Feinstein, that boy, this came quick, too. Thank you, Newsom. Everyone that was on his short list was a black female. There was no white men, no brown men, no yellow men, no nothing. It was just black females. And the one that was picked apparently doesn't even reside in California. She's from Maryland. And she got rid of her bios and profiles and everything as quickly as she could yesterday. But we live in a world of anons. I said it before, I'll say it again. You better be quicker than that. You better remove that stuff before announcements are made. And you're still going to have an anon come across your stuff.
Yep. She's got a house in LA, but she's been living for 2 years in Maryland.
Yeah.
Working for Emily's List.
Yeah.
Huge, huge Democrat database.
Like pro-life or pro-choice.
All of it. Yeah, finding out a bunch of it's a heavy hitter within the Democrat Party. Some people are saying, and I think rightly so, in that with Newsom naming her because of her house in LA, but she had to scrub all this other stuff, which also shows that it's really pretty shady. But now Newsom's going to be able to tap into the database at Emily's List, and there's going to be tens and tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars now funneled into Emily's List.
Yeah.
That he's going to have access to.
Yep.
Because he has her as the new senator to replace Feinstein.
You know, and I heard it was going to be Oprah. That was the rumor running around this weekend.
Yeah, but they only have now the open bar, and they don't have an open buffet there.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't know. That's why Stacey Abrams is not there.
I was about to say, there's not enough room for Oprah and Stacey Abrams, and no,
not in the house elevator. There's
yes,
not.
They will need two all-you-can-eat house buffets.
Yes, bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts, and I think we mean that in the way you think we mean it. Bless their hearts.
We mean it in a Christian way.
So have you ever seen a show called Last Man Standing?
Yeah, Tim Allen's deal.
Yeah, that was, I hadn't seen it. I'd seen a couple of episodes recently, and I didn't realize it was such an openly conservative show.
Mm-hmm. Which is, that's why ABC kicked it off. of ABC.
Oh, they did get the boot. Okay. Because they brought him back later, I guess, because it was too popular.
Mm-hmm.
And they obviously didn't tamp down the conservative aspects of it.
But shoot, no, man.
I've got these little clips right here. And this show, man, totally worth watching, man. He doesn't hold back about anything, which I think is awesome. Check this out.
You know what, honey? Hillary Clinton was a Goldwater girl in 1964.
So? Satan used to work for God. What's your point?
That's a good one.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, both are true.
I know. I lost it, man. If I had just heard that line, I would have been like, okay, that's it, man. I'm watching this show.
It's a funny show. He is awesome. Yeah. And he's quick.
They took him off air, didn't they?
Yeah, they brought him back on.
Did they bring him back? Okay.
Yeah, he's got the liberal daughters, though. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's actually a pretty good show, man. And I lost it when I heard that clip. So Biden has ordered the FBI to make unannounced home visits to Trump supporters nationwide, which we were just talking about. So over 100,000 such knock and talk visits have occurred. The FBI agents say that you haven't done anything wrong yet. We just want to talk to you. Is this a form of voter intimidation? I would say yes, 100%.
I would say yes, too. I would also say that Heinrich Himmler would be proud.
Yes, he would. And Adolf Zelensky
would be too. Heck yeah. I think the elections are back on in Ukraine now.
Oh, of course.
It's not uncommon to, you know, shut them down while there's a war going on. We did not during World War II, but I guess they're back on now.
Oh yeah.
Jeez.
This, you think that this is a parody, but the world is a parody right now. See, we've become lost in between reality and parody now because reality is such a parody. We can't tell if it's a parody or not.
Reality is such a joke.
I literally, like, everything that I read now, I look for like Babylon B signature or something below it. I'm like, that's gotta be a parody. So listen to this. A new electric vehicle battery factory in Kansas is demanding so much energy that the state is now delaying the retirement of a coal plant to make sure the facility has enough power.
Retards.
It's just dumb. I know it's no different to me than all those people that, you know, driving around in these green battery cars going, you know, thinking that it doesn't come from any other source of power, like coal and diesel and fossil fuels. And
I'm saving the planet.
Yeah, I'm saving the planet. You remember that, man, back in the day where the people on the Prius, it was almost like a badge of honor to them. It's like they couldn't go very far, but
nope.
But they were proud.
Virtue signaling through their car purchase.
Exactly.
Now we've turned into Germany almost, you know. They had Nord Stream 2 hadn't blown up yet, so they were shutting down their nuclear power plants. Then Nord Stream blew up, and then they shut down the last two their nuclear power plants. You know?
Oh, yeah, I know. And one day they're going to get rid of everything. We're not going to have our fossil fuel vehicles anymore. No combustion engines, and then no one's going to be able to afford even your cheapest electric vehicle. And then, surprise, they're going to tell you, oh, we don't have enough lithium in the world to make any more car batteries.
Which will be a lie, but
yeah,
you're right. We don't have enough charging stations as it is.
Yeah, exactly. And I will ride my bike again before I get an electric vehicle. Because I like road trips. I like my road trips. Like, think about this, Conley. What if we were stuck in the world right now to where you were driving around in your electric pickup truck, and you would have had to leave 2 weeks ago in order to make it to Bard's Fest,
right? And
because you would have had to stop like every 6 hours for 12 hours in order to charge a car up.
To charge it up. Because I would feel gay. That's what it is.
Yeah. I thought about that too when I was working for the Stars, having to drive from Cedar Park over to Dallas. And where I could do it in my combustion vehicle. I could drive over there, work a game, drive back that night, no problem. But if I had had an electric vehicle, I would have had to drive there, and then I would have made it like a quarter of the way back before I had to pull over to a hotel, spend the night, get my car all charged up before I could head home the next day.
You know what? I think we just hit on something, and we know who is driving all of this then. It's the hotel people.
It's all the hotel owners. I didn't even think about that.
That's who's doing it. And so now we're going to go have a war with India because all the Patels own most of the hotels.
Yep.
That's what's coming. So there you go.
Hilton and Hampton are responsible for electric cars. We've just been looking. We've been looking the wrong way.
Yep. And Raj Patel.
Yep. And Patel.
And the Patels.
Good call, Conley.
Thank you. And sometimes the epiphanies are there. They're just very, there's a lot of distance in between them. Usually about months between them.
At least you admit it.
Yeah.
Mine are like weeks. I mean, a week.
Well, you saw that that Trump was in court today. And,
I did.
And literally right off the bat, they allowed media in for like 15 minutes or something. And they gave him the boot. Right after the judge posed for the camera with this goofy grin. You know who he reminded me of? He reminded me of the puts the lotion on the skin guy from Silence of the Lambs.
Really? That's close. He reminded me of Doc from Back to the Future.
Yeah, maybe he's like a mix of puts the lotion on the doc. There we go.
I bet that's what he is.
Buffalo Bill. Exactly. He just reminds me of Buffalo Bill.
He does not exude at first glance. He does not exude an extreme or an ordinary amount of intelligence.
No. Well, no, because you figured at the very least he'd be pretending not to be a judge in the pocket of the Democrats.
Yes. And it's almost like they pulled off some guy out of a night court. Said, hey, we're going to have you handle this trial. Except Harry Anderson did a better job of it.
Harry Anderson would have at least made me laugh.
He would have, and he probably would have been a little vicious. But this dude is just a goob. He is a pure grade A goob.
Well, at least he admitted that everything was beyond the time limits that they had in order to produce this trial.
The statute of limitations. There's like 80, and Trump said it was 80%. It may be 80% of her case. I don't think it's necessarily stupidity on Letitia James's part. I think she's just throwing everything against the wall and see if they catch it.
She's like, something will stick.
It's got to be. Now he's got 20% he's got to deal with. And, the interesting thing is I see all my friends, or some of my friends who try to draw comparisons between robbing a bank and then giving the money back. Because I asked, if there's fraud, okay, fraud, but where's the victim?
Yeah.
And the banks had their due diligence. They had a responsibility to do their due diligence to have the properties appraised. If they didn't do it, they still entered into the contract. Whether he overinflated or underinflated, what have you. However, and it's not a legal defense to say that Trump is the only one that does this, because it's done across the entire industry of large commercial lending.
Yeah.
The banks know it, and the people who are doing it know it. But I don't think that he truly, hyper overinflated, the value of his properties. They're trying to make it seem obviously like he did, and that he purposely and has been committing fraud for such a long time. But again, the money was paid back. So you're really talking about, in essence, would be a misdemeanor. When you just put it into any kind of perspective, it's not like he's, in a white collar scenario that he's murdered somebody or he's, done something like that. It's really, truly a misdemeanor type case. And she had 3 years to do it. And yet she ran her whole campaign on going after Trump, because yes, we're going to get him. Exactly. What are you going to get him on? We don't know yet. Well, then that's straight up Stalin 1950, 60. I think it's, my friend, it's Lenovero, something like that. The guy who said, show me a man, I'll show you a crime.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing.
To the attorneys out there who are okay with that, and the defense attorneys who are okay with that, you wouldn't be okay with that if it's your own client. So how do you ethically and do the mental gymnastics that you have to go through just because it's Trump?
Yeah. You know what this makes me want to throw rocks? Yep.
And it does. It sure does.
Every day is pushing me a little closer to the point where I'm like, man, we got to throw some rocks.
Well, here's the thing about that. It is good that obviously we know that these are all coming. We knew her case was coming. We know that Fat Alvin Bragg is coming. We know that Jack Smith's special counsel Mar-a-Lago Florida case is coming. So, in that regard, it's not this new revelation,
yeah,
that something new is happening. At the same time, though, you're just when you see on the very first day of the trial that, more than 4/5 of her case is now dismissed, it just further enhances the fact that it is truly a witch hunt. And it's also, it enhances the fact that how many people are just dyed in the wool, willing to do, and this is important, so many people are willing to break an ethical and moral code and think that somehow these actions by this DOJ or these type of people are only going to stop once Trump is gone. That's the fallacy, and that is the big lie. Now that they've gained it and they've done it, they're going to come after you. You just did the story about the FBI going door to door talking about votes.
Intimidation already. Like,
that won't ever happen. That can't happen. It's happening now.
Yeah, and everything that you can think is possible to happen will happen. Mm-hmm. We're beyond the point of you going, nah, man, that's way too conspiracy. Nope, not anymore.
And you liberal voters who listen to the show and listen later, you're not exempt because you're not going to toe the line. And if you really think that you're toeing the line, ask yourself how much freedom you're actually executing or have if you're having to toe that line.
Yeah.
Which is none. You're controlled.
Yeah, exactly. And once again, more and more hypocrisy where they say something one day, and then when it doesn't work for their agenda and they need it, it goes the opposite way. So you remember racist or IDs are racist. You remember that?
Yeah. Remember? Voter IDs are racist. Only voter IDs, though.
Apparently only voter IDs because Representative Ilhan Omar, who I hadn't heard from in a while, comes out today.
Well, that's probably because she's probably been sexting with her
brother,
former brother, husband,
brother, cousin, and husband.
Yeah, I'm just guessing. I don't know that for a fact.
I think she moved on to her father, but
I think she's doing a side hustle trying to pay him palimony.
Yeah, exactly. She says, "Great news! Starting this week, all Minnesotans, regardless of legal status, will be able to obtain a driver's license. This makes Minnesota roads safer." Well, I don't see how that makes Minnesota roads safer. So let's 81,000 immigrants fully participate in life and shows that the state welcomes all residents. So seriously, I know, Devo. I know, brother. I'm right there with you.
I think her headgear is a little too tight.
No, I do too. I kind of liked it when I didn't hear from her ever at all. Same with AOC, man. She popped back up out of nowhere again, too.
Boy, it didn't make my brain hurt.
No.
That's for sure. Wow, dude. So the fact that these people just spew that crap out, that tells you right there it's all scripted.
No, it does. It does.
You know,
so for those of you in Minnesota that are looking for a safe place to go hang out, family fun, hockey arena is the only place that you're going to go that you're not going to be surrounded by immigrants, because apparently immigrants don't like hockey.
Because they don't like eyes.
Well, there we go. We don't have to worry about that. Getting
and you
jumped.
Know why they don't. And you know why they don't like eyes? Because they're afraid of getting deported.
Yep. Oh, you're quick.
Well played.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That was good.
So then we've got North Dakota State Senator Doug Larson, his wife Amy, and their two youngest kids died in a plane crash last night in Utah. Mm-hmm. The cause of the crash is still being investigated. So I will define what that means. The cause of the crash is still being investigated, which means they know what the problem was, and you're never going to hear the final conclusion to that. It's like that with everything. There was a little girl that went missing, I believe, in New York, and they found her this evening. And mm-hmm. they said, and suspect has been apprehended. So when they use the word suspect has been apprehended, it probably means an immigrant did it. Because if not, it would have been like white conservative Nazi is in custody after, you know, little girl gets found.
White African-American.
Yeah, a white African-American, or better yet, I love that when they say white male, and it's literally just a picture of a mugshot that's been filtered to lighten the skin.
Kind of like OJ's was.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy, dude? Isn't that just nuts? It's just the level of, we don't care what you, how much you know now, and the fact that you know it now means that we can do it more.
Yeah, exactly. So the
whereas normal people say, well, we'll just stop since we've been found.
Yeah, exactly. Gonna... And it's just going to get worse and worse, because you saw that Chicago O'Hare Airport has opened up to the immigrants now. They're holding them, you know, letting people live there.
Mm-hmm.
There was and this is just our guess, this wasn't on the news, go figure. But there was a lot of flooding that took place in New York over the last couple of days. And I swear our first go-to was they're trying to get the immigrants out of the city and move them into suburbs.
Yep.
You know, isn't it crazy? You take what is, you know, on the surface an act of God, rain, because I think they had some of those, two different storm systems off the coast, you know, that I think one was a hurricane that weakened.
Yeah.
They just became tropical systems.
Mm-hmm.
They still dump a lot of water. All things being equal, it should be a normal thing. It's just weather. Of course, we know that they manipulate it. But yeah, the fact that you have to go to that level, or your mind goes to that next level of, well, they're probably doing it because they want them out of the city and they need to push them out and get them into the suburbs, sadly has like a very logicalness about it.
I see. That's what our problem know? Now is that what we used to call conspiracy and laugh about it. It's all possible now.
You just and go, I wouldn't put it past them.
Nah, cause I don't believe that. I don't believe that anything is a coincidence anymore.
Mm-mm.
You know, especially when I see, you know, the amount of different kinds of weather taking place in different places, the places they target, you know, whether it be flooding, because it's flooding's all over the world. I know that God talked about this in scripture, saying, you know, in end times, you're going to be seeing just chaos, craziness, volcanoes and earthquakes and flooding and, you know, all this other stuff, which is becoming quite apparent. I just didn't think that our government was going to be the one actually doing it.
I mean, we're very close to cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria.
We're very close to that.
Well, that would have been on the 23rd of September mm-hmm. is when that portal opened up in
Yeah.
Speaking of that, portals too, is I didn't realize this. We talked about this the other on the last show that we did about that, the portal that opened up that we linked it into our KC. Well, mm-hmm. apparently CERN went active again.
Okay.
On the 23rd.
Not surprising. Yeah. Not any of that at all.
Yeah.
There was an energy shift.
Yes.
There was an energy shift. At the beginning of the
month.
The 28th, 29th, right around there.
Yeah, there was something that happened.
Yeah. there was an energy shift, and I could feel it, and I could feel it over the last couple of days. Not just this is one of the, what you're just talking about right here, where we're having to question everything and we wouldn't put it past anybody doing something. That's where, you know, your prayer life and your leaning into God more to give you discernment. Because one of the things that that this psychological operation that they're running and have been running for forever does is create so much chaos and so much confusion that it's also designed for you to question what is actually the truth.
Yeah.
And in doing that, you begin to have a lot of people begin to question God. So obviously none of that is good. So if you're staying in your constant communication with Christ and the Father, then he will tell you, and more than likely through the Holy Spirit, what is correct and what is not.
Yeah.
Whereas all these other folks are going to be running around with their heads spinning around. Oh, yeah. Or they just sit there with their heads spinning around. They don't know what to do.
Yeah. This is, we're in a day right now where, you know, we praying for discernment is an absolute necessity. Suski asked,
I say discernment and strength. And strength. You know, those two things.
Wisdom, strength, discernment, calmness. Yeah. Suski asked, you know, can I tell if that video was real? This is the thing. I can't tell if it wasn't real or if it is real. And that's where I start paying more attention, because I'm pretty good at watching videos, zooming in, filtering, done everything with this one. The problem now is that this artificial intelligence is getting so good that some of these videos are impossible to tell if they're legit or not.
Tom Hanks has had to come out and say that there's some AI generated image with him on some dental commercial.
Yeah.
And
MS Fire they're says gonna, it, oh, sorry. Huh?
No, go ahead.
MS Fire says it was a high-end gaming channel.
What that the one that came off the weather camera?
That was on a weather camera, John.
Yeah, the one we're talking about came off of a weather camera. Yeah.
You're talking about the flooding?
Yeah, it was like a portal. I've seen like three or four of them over the last couple of things. Now
he's saying that's the one we put in Casey's room. Yeah.
Okay. Then there was another video that I came across today, which is interesting. Once again, I know that at one time this would have been very difficult to produce, but in today's world, it's not difficult to produce anything as far as like faking videos. But have you seen the videos running around of the people disappearing?
Yeah.
Yes. Of the kids in the bus.
Yes.
I saw that one, and that one I stared at and watched, and I can literally see a dissolve. Mm-hmm. Like it's a quick transition, but I can see a dissolve. It doesn't answer how this all happened or, you know, how they made this happen. But I saw like six other videos in hospitals, airports, and so forth, where people are just sitting there and just, and that kind of stuff's easy with a green screen. But that's a lot of people that were involved in this in a high traffic areas for it to be a green screen.
Interesting, right. Huh?
But I can say for sure it wasn't the rapture, because I called Jeff and he answered. So
that's a good one. That's a real good one.
That's funny.
Because we all know Jeff is going first.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't the rapture. Like I said, Jeff answered. I'm like, okay, wasn't the rapture.
Yeah, I agree, John. There is more fake now than real in the world.
Now there definitely is, and that's the problem. Is that we got to remember is that when I went to college, I was literally handing in my final products on a VHS tape. You know, so there weren't many graphics, and at that point, on one Simpsons episode took like 300 hours with hundreds of people on loads of computers. With a supercomputer, you know, running everything. Today, we have a lot of power right here in our own home computers. It just takes a little time and patience. in order to produce this stuff. And then AI came out and kind of made a lot of what I do null and void, because I used to do some really good banners and logo stings and all that other stuff. Now people can just go to a site and say, here's a picture of my logo, turn it into this, and you get phenomenal stuff that takes a computer like 30 seconds to make.
Right.
So
no time at all.
Exactly. No time at all. What's that? So we got one little video that I want to play here real quick. And I don't know if you've heard this one, Conley, or not, but it's pretty cool. Raina sent this one in earlier. And it's God gave this 11-year-old girl a vision of the second coming of Christ. You know, and you recall, it does say that, you know, we come to a day where, you know, sons, daughters, fathers, mothers would prophesy. So they're not prophets. They can prophesy. I got to be very specific about that. And this little girl was granted a prophesy or a prophecy for her own self as she saw Jesus and explained the scenario. So it's pretty interesting. And like I said, if there's nothing else in this world is waking you up to get ready to start praying and you know, get that relationship with God and Jesus, now is the time to do so.
God gave me a vision of the rapture. And I'm really tiny. I'm really little. But this is how serious it is. He's even giving children visions of the rapture. This is really serious. He's coming, guys. He's really coming. God was coming down from heaven, and everybody was living recklessly, crazily. And then God just came down from heaven. Me and my mom were telling them to all stop. And then God came down from heaven, and there were angels coming down and grabbing his people. And all the beggars, all those people, they were snatched up. Everybody was snatched up. And you could see the people who weren't gods. And God had his arm around my mom, like the way a husband would have his arm around his bride. And he was holding my hand, my little hand. And he took us all up into the sky. He was on the clouds. He was like radiant. He was so bright. You couldn't even look at him. Because if you did, it was like what happened to Paul. You would like go blind. Like if you looked at the sun. Except he was more radiant than the sun. I know people might say, how do you get more radiant than the sun? But he was so radiant. So bright, so glowing. And so then when we were all up in heaven, everybody who we wanted to take was his. You could see fire falling from heaven on all those who weren't his. Seriously. There was fire and brimstone and fire falling on those who weren't his. Literally. It was so scary and it was so real. It's really serious, guys. You gotta repent because he's coming. He gave me, an 11-year-old, a vision of the rapture. I mean, this is serious. We have to be willing to give our lives for him. I really hope to see you guys up there. I know where I'm going.
I mean, that was a scary number, and it ain't where 99.9% of the people are going.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that God gives all of his visions. The children get the visions, but the children are more likely to listen to the vision as truly what it is, and many adults just pass it off as a dream.
At their own peril.
Yeah, and at their own peril, exactly. You know, this is what you were saying earlier, you know, praying for discernment, getting close to God, learning how to listen, you know, because it right now, deception is coming as quickly as righteousness, and everything has to be discerned because, you know, you got people telling you one thing, people that you trust, God telling you something different, which goes against what these, you know what I'm saying? So like literally it's a matter of absolute discernment because the devil's working overtime, trying to distract you, keeping you off your path, keeping you off your mission.
Right. He'll be subtle and then he'll be overt.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
subtle's his most favorite way.
Exactly. You know, so this is those times where, you know, if you are a dreamer and you can't remember your dreams, as soon as you wake up, start writing this stuff down. You know, unfortunately, I've always been one that can remember my dreams in great detail, but this is the thing is that, yeah, we really need to start listening to what God speaks to us. And I don't know if the devil can get in your head in a dream to deceive you there.
You know, that's a good question. And I tend to lean towards more yes, because it's probably one of our more vulnerable times.
Yeah, it definitely is one of our, it's like in the movies, you know, when people die and start screaming, they're in the shower. You know what I'm saying? It's like showers and sleep are your like two most vulnerable times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Man, listen to the kids.
Yeah, listen to the kids.
I mean, have some discernment, because it doesn't mean that Satan won't use them.
Oh, no, yeah. No. I've got, matter of fact, I've got two clips right here explaining the importance of that discernment and speaking to God and listen, learning how to listen to God. Is one of them is how well the world has kind of simplified what magic and witchcraft is. Right. And they've done it through Disney for decades, you know, the magical kingdom. It's not God's heavenly kingdom. It's the magic kingdom. Harry Potter is another great example. That one really did it, man. It glorified magic in a way. And then many people, you know, at first they were just, become like a cult with the book itself, but then started getting into magic themselves because they wanted to be the wizards that Harry Potter was. So this girl explains magic and how they've desensitized people to what it is and kind of glorified it.
The world has literally normalized and desensitized witchcraft and New Age spirituality, and it's made it like it's a trend to participate in these things. Horoscopes, tarot readings, crystals, chakras, yoga, all of it is divination. I want to give you the actual definition of divination: the practice of seeking knowledge of the future by supernatural means. Now, that takes away from the power of God. We are supposed to be trusting and having faith in God, in the plans that he has for us, not going into the future, looking at our tarot cards and finding out what's going to happen with this relationship, with this job, with my finances. And that's playing the role of God. Leviticus 20 verse 6 says, I will set my face against anyone who turns to mediums and spiritualists to prostitute themselves by following them. God lets you know so many times in his word that he will turn his face from those who seek out these mediums and spiritualists. Dabbling in witchcraft may seem harmless, but it's opening the door to demonic influences. You know what they say? Like, if you love someone, you tell them the truth. That's what I want to do to my brothers and sisters, okay? Because a lot of us don't really know any better. I didn't know any better, and I'm a living testimony. I faithfully believed in these things. I faithfully claimed my astrology sign. I faithfully bought crystals and used them for protection and to manifest abundance and love, and it's all deception. When you have God, you do not need anything else. You don't need a crystal to protect you. You don't need sage to cleanse negative energy. To seek knowledge and power from anywhere other than God is idolatry.
Yeah. Well, she brings up some pretty valuable points, and that's the thing, is that you only need God. You seek the answers from God, and I see so much right now, like, mediums and you can't go to any social media anymore without running across all this stuff, tarot card readers, mediums, and so forth. So they're still trying to push this. And the thing is these people believe that it's the power of them or the universe. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's either God or nothing, because the devil's using you to pull you right into that portal. And this is how we talked about on the last episode about opening doors and how to close doors properly by repenting to God, praying to have those things shut. Because even something as simple as a sin keeps those doors open. You know, so imagine like tampering and divination.
Right. And You know what's crazy? You just, you know, you brought up something really good. Talked about opening the doors. You know, we ooh and awe over the fact that CERN opens a portal, or that we, you know, or when we were down in Yuba City, we went down to Marysville to where there was a portal there. But we don't really ooh and awe over the portals that we open ourselves, sometimes daily, or in, you know, other times when we open those doors to Satan, we let him in.
Yeah.
I think we should start oohing and awing over those and paying him a lot more attention.
Yeah.
Because that does immediate damage. That's an immediate thing. And it's not necessarily, it's not like, you know, where I think it's Matthew, right? Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. Satan will pound, but Satan will also just sit to the sidewall when you open the door, and then he'll sneak in.
Yeah.
Like a thief in the night.
Yeah.
And we most definitely need to ooh and awe over the portals that we open, the doors that we open for him to be able to gain access.
Yeah, exactly. Sadly, the news doesn't cover that. And
no, it doesn't.
That's the problem. And that's one of the reasons that they open those doors to the media to get you talking about the things that you shouldn't be talking about, because it's power of suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's more scary. It's more scary over there. But the great lie is that Satan is equally as strong and has more impact on your day-to-day life than whatever CERN's doing.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing too, is that I think a lot of people are realizing finally how real evil is. Mm. And they're focusing on it, but we should be focusing on how real God is.
Yeah. 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 That's a good point. That's actually a really good point. You know, we're focusing on that. We should have focused more on obviously the positive and how real God is, but,
well, it's like prayer, you know, God, you know, power and prayer in numbers, right. You know what I'm saying? You can manifest, not you, but through God, you manifest these things by coming together and praying for the same thing. Just like Jeff says, mm-hmm. don't just, you know, move your lips along with my prayer, like focus on what I'm praying about. That's mm-hmm. how we make these changes, but it's the same thing. You know, that's why coven work, witchcraft and stuff, requires groups or covens, because it's the same exact thing. It's power in numbers.
Right.
So
then, hey, you know, they're doing it.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy. They, you know, they've learned it and they've been taught it, and they apply it, and they apply it, you know, willfully and well sometimes too.
Exactly. You know, but it's also important that we're aware of their tactics. You know, because mm-hmm. you know, that's one thing that he mentioned at the festival was, you know, is that we're under spiritual attack, and this isn't just Satan and demons. This is literal people, you know, casting spells on people around the world that, you know, that's taking place, you know? So it's kind of like, you know, being aware of this, but being aware enough to defend it, being aware in order to keep your armor mended, and the importance of armor. You know, it's not just a fashionable, you know, dressing.
Right. Right. It's not just something you say. Yeah. Put on the full armor of God. You're going to be okay. Pray it up. No. You know?
Yeah.
It
doesn't work that way.
It doesn't. It's just so more literal. Something the church doesn't talk about enough.
Yeah. No, the church doesn't.
Or that they're applying it. You know, the desensitizing that we've gone through, and you just mentioned it just a minute ago with Harry Potter, you know, the Magic Kingdom, Bewitched. It's lessened the severity of and the magnitude of what it is that they do really in a physical, real-time way. You know, these aren't just people who are blonde and crinkle their nose and make things happen or disappear like you'd see in Bewitched, or, you know, this, little kids waving their wands around and flying on brooms and playing whatever they Quidditch or what have you.
Well, what about kids doing the Ouija board too? That's an open portal.
It's a huge one. It's a huge one.
Yeah. Oh,
that was another. That was another. You're right. That's a good. That's a good point. That's another way that kids were just allowed to play a game, and it was kind of ooey and awy.
Actually, it's pretty scary.
Well, like, it's very scary because it's very, very real.
All the games that we played at sleepovers, you know, like light as a feather, stiff as a board, like all of those things are like
Mary Hartman, or something. Oh,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Candyman.
Yeah. Candyman. Yeah. I'll tell you I've experienced some really scary stuff with the Ouija board. So I would suggest if you have children, do not buy them one.
It's pretty scary. I was fortunate enough to stay away from that, but still did the stiff as a board, light as a feather thing.
Yeah.
And we did raise somebody up.
Oh, yeah.
And it, you know, is that manifesting? Is that the power? You're seeing obviously the power of something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the power that the mind can do. So you can use it for good or you can use it for evil. And think about if you can do that as kids, six or eight of you sitting around somebody laying down, imagine what you could be doing as adults with prayer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really, truly, truly focused prayer. Mm-hmm. Not the haphazard, you know, Father, bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies. And just, amen. You know, not that type of thing, but really, truly, truly focused prayer.
Yeah.
And it almost has to be, Duncan, I think it has to be an intensity level that is constant, especially now. It just, I mean, and I'm talking more for myself sometimes when I can waver a little bit because I can just say, hey, thanks God, pray for this. Kind of have the kind of that lighthearted tone. Like it's no different than aiming a weapon, you know, downrange. That's what you're using.
No,
fire it, pull the trigger.
It's a spiritual weapon. Exactly. It's like a great weapon. You know, I just think if kids were having slumber parties and sitting around and praying, we probably wouldn't be where we are today. Because the world would be full of God and full of prayer. It'd be a whole lot better, exactly. Or at least people would be aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and we wouldn't be reading things like cannibal released from Connecticut psych ward early for good behavior, even though he told his psychiatrist that he wanted to eat her flesh.
Yes. But 60 years is what he was supposed to be in the psych ward for.
Yeah, but that's okay, man. He's just a cannibal. I mean, what? No big deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't eat the whole thing. It was just the head and the eyeballs. That's what that man did.
Yeah.
To the homeless man. Yeah. Ate that man's face and his eyeballs. And we're going to let him out now.
Yeah. For good behavior. Like
good behavior. What was it? He didn't eat anybody there.
That's
in
an
institution.
As a cannibal, what does good behavior mean? Like you only ate one finger in the last like 3 weeks or. But it's crazy, though, that the psychiatrist who he threatened to eat their flesh was the one that let him out.
I would, too. Get this cat away from me.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be around it anymore.
Just, I'm going to send them out to eat immigrants.
Yeah.
I know this world is so messed up, but that's okay. As long as Trump gets indicted, right?
Apparently. It'll be unicorns, you know, I almost said the whole phrase, and that's not good because it has the S word in it, you know, poop and Skittles and Oreo trees. Once that happens, he'll be in jail and all will be right with the world. That's just, you know, it's nuts. It's nuts. It's no, there's different ends of the spectrum. You know, the people that think that everything's going to be okay once he goes into the White House and all that kind of stuff. And things could take a turn for the better, for sure. But these people think that everything is going to be just fine. And all the hatred, all the stuff, all the racism that man brought alone in 2015 when he went down the elevator, it was like history never existed. Obama never existed. Ferguson and hands up, don't shoot. And George Zimmerman, all that stuff never existed until Trump came on the earth and became president and announced in 2015. That's when all the bad stuff started happening in this world and in the country, according to those folks.
Yep. Yeah. Trump was responsible for the crucifixion. Trump was responsible for every world war, the fall of the Roman Empire.
Yes. And pineapple on pizza. He's responsible for that too.
I know.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Pineapple on pizza.
What's next, man?
Right.
Kiwi if on he pizza?
Indict him, put him in jail so we can cut that out.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. No more pineapple on pizza. I don't care if you're Hawaiian or not.
Well, what are we focused? We're focused on the wrong thing, man. Apparently, we need to be focused on getting Trump indicted.
Yeah.
So we can go back to normal life. Just kidding. That hurt. That hurts.
That's
yeah.
It's just asinine. Well, you know, I listen, that's not me joking. I have had those conversations that pretty much dictate that everything bad is all because of Trump.
Yes.
Yep.
That's the level of unstable mental health that is preponderant amongst those in the left.
I know, man.
And amongst those who say that they aren't part of the left, but are.
Trump hit me personally when he broke my Roadcaster.
Yep. Blame it on Trump.
Why? Okay. Who's your, well, now since you're not here, because that happened in Kentucky. So you need to call your attorney general and file a complaint. You need to call your DA there in your town and file a complaint. And I would like to have Trump
removed. And he owes me a Roadcaster.
And he owes you a Roadcaster right. Because he broke it.
Exactly. But I want a gold Roadcaster. Trump can afford that.
did you see where he hit me? He had McDonald's like brought into the courtroom today.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's so Trump. That's pretty hilarious. Yes,
isn't it? And I'm glad, you know, it's, a lot of people are like, well, you know, you're smacking the hand that is trying to protect you and feed you. And I think he doesn't care.
Oh, I know.
So I think he really does. I think he really believes he can win. And I hope that he does. None of this needs to succeed. None of it. But when it does not succeed, it doesn't mean, obviously, that things are going to get any better. And should there be an election and should he win, things can definitely take a better turn. Like I said earlier. But these folks are not going to be anywhere near being able to cope with any of that.
No.
They're not coping as it is now.
No.
And these are just indictments and trials.
Oh, I know.
Imagine if he wins.
Well,
oh.
Things are about to get better. And I'm going to tell you this real quick before we go
into
prayer. Please
tell us
and then
something
we're going
good,
to, and we're going to need to go on the prayer after I say this.
Probably so.
So Liz Cheney could become Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. The Democrat members of the House are considering nominating former Liz Cheney for Speaker as a compromise candidate if McCarthy is removed.
Whoa. Keep your rocks in your pocket.
Yeah. Literally, it says, I smell civil war coming. Did you just pass out, Conley?
I seriously considered smoking weed just for the briefest of moments, just to try to get my head, you know?
Yeah, wrap your head around what I just said.
It's been so long since I've been day drinking. Okay. And I thought that with that story that I quite possibly could have started today and didn't even know it.
Right.
But, you know, obviously, it shows what a sham the J6 committee was, because if you have Democrats that are pushing a Republican, somebody with an R, especially Liz Cheney, which you don't have to be a sitting member of Congress to be Speaker of the House. So, holy cow, though, dude, you talk about just smacking everybody around and throwing stuff in your face. What's going to be even more interesting, if that were to happen, how many Republicans would actually go along with that?
Oh, probably all of them.
All of them but the 20.
Yeah. I would say that's my red line, but I've reached my red line like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
This right here, oh man, when what is the point where people are going to stand up and say enough is enough?
I guess when it's, we're on a civil apparently war, civil war on a field protecting our
apparently country. Others' precipice is a whole lot further down the road than ours was.
Right.
But well, guys, it is 11:57 on the East Coast. So we were gonna go ahead and do a little prayer real quick, but first I just wanna say I'm grateful to be back here with you guys. I guess we've at least got audio working, so I won't mess with something that's not broke until I have time to really fix it the way that it should be going so I can get Conley on his own track and the computer on its own track. We'll figure that out later. But Conley, man, it was a blessing to see you again, brother.
It's a blessing to see you. I'm glad you're going to get me on track.
Yeah, I mean, I'm about giving your own track. your own track, man.
Give me my own track.
Exactly. Own track. I've got you on your own path. Right here. Awesome. Well, but today you had to share the path with the computer.
That's okay.
All right, man. But it was great to hear you. It was great to hear you back online today as well.
Yeah, on our talk show.
Appreciate it. So really do.
Everyone, please bow your head and we will get into a little prayer before we end this show. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you again for another day. Dear Lord, I ask that you be with everybody more than ever, dear Lord. We have a lot of praying to do. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of different missions, dear Lord, but we need to focus on those missions and not get distracted by the evil in this world. Heavenly Father, I ask that you do everything you can to keep evil, demons, and Satan from working in our lives as we become targets to them, dear Lord. And all we need to do is just keep on focusing on what you have us set forth to do. So, dear Lord, let us fear not. Give us the wisdom and the strength and the courage that we're going to need during this time. Give us all the discernment in the world, dear Lord, as we've got the devil trying to distract us and confuse us from every angle, dear Lord. So we need to make very sure that we are listening to you and doing your will and not making mistakes and listening to our flesh and our human side. Dear Lord, thank you for the family that you have blessed us with, dear Lord, as we always can come together and have one of us lift each other up. And as Conley was saying on the show earlier, the importance of being here for each other, giving us strength and having people to talk to. It's not just important for us to pray to you, dear Lord, but it's also important to have those physical people right here in our lives that encourage our relationship with you, encourage our strength, and encourage us on our missions, dear Lord. We are all in this together, and we may have separate missions, but it's all for the one big, great mission, which is this battle that we're walking into. Heavenly Father, it's easy to see the deception. It's easy to see the evil that's in this world and the politics and the governments and just what's taking place in our schools. But it's really difficult to see the spiritual war that's taking place all around us, the ones between the demons and the angels and the battle that we're actually supposed to be focusing on. So, dear Lord, allow us to open up our eyes, our souls, and our hearts a little bit more each day so that we can continue to serve you and do your work, dear Lord. Dear Lord, as things get to be more chaotic in this world, let us focus on your grace, your love, and your mercy. Let us continue to shout from the rooftops all the beautiful things that you do for us, dear Lord. Let us speak about those doors that you open for us, dear Lord, not the ones the devil's opening up to get us lost and pulled into his world. Dear Lord, there's going to be a time where you're going to come back and the devil will be destroyed, dear Lord, and we're going to be battling for you, but we have a lot of work to do in the meantime. So, dear Lord, let us keep one foot in the kingdom, one foot right here on this earth, dear Lord, continuing to battle and do everything that we can here. Let us protect our children and raise them better than we were, dear Lord, so they can start off knowing you, and the world will become a way different place, dear Lord, if people would just focus on you and focus on prayer. So, dear Lord, let us make up for the mistakes that we've made in the past. Let us utilize what you have given us and blessed us with in this life right now, dear Lord, as we are your servants. We are children of God. Dear Lord, let us never be deceived. Let us never be pulled down to that white path, dear Lord. If life is hard, then we're on the right path. So, dear Lord, let us embrace it. Let us not let it deter us from what we're doing. Dear Lord, let it strengthen us and let us become stronger as we are on our missions and we get closer and closer and closer to that battle that we're walking into. But, dear Lord, I want to thank you for everything that you blessed us with. Continue just to work in our lives, dear Lord, and let us have the same patience with others that you've had with us. Dear Lord, we have a lot of people to wake up, and you've asked us to pray for our enemies, and I understand why, because those enemies can be one of our greatest allies, dear Lord, in this war. We're weakening their army while strengthening ours, dear Lord. So thank you for the blessings and everything that you've given us just to get us to the point where we are in our lives today. And dear Lord, let us never turn our backs on you. Those days were weak, dear Lord. Please send one of us, one of your angels or someone into our lives, you personally, dear Lord, so that you can give us that strength that we need to get back up onto our feet and back into the war. Dear Lord, if we're ever on our knees, let it only be in prayer, dear Lord, not in defeat. Dear Lord, we are going to defeat all the evil in this world, and we know how this book ends, and we're thanking you for giving us scripture, the word, and a lot of beautiful people, dear Lord, which all support one another in unity and not division, as the devil tries to divide us every single day. Dear Lord, let us always stay focused on you. On the days get harder and tougher, dear Lord, let us get down and pray more and more. Let us start our day with prayer, pray during the day, and end in prayer. But Father, just thank you so much for bringing everyone in here into this family and families that go beyond the spectrum of this show. Dear Lord, you've got armies all over this world, dear Lord, and we need to come together, one cause, so that we can end this, dear Lord, starting by waking people up, starting with prayer, and starting with that relationship with you. In Jesus Christ's name and our Heavenly Father's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right on.
Well, once again, Livin, it was great having you back on. Been a week.
I know. It's good to be back on.
And Conley, once again, blessings, brother. I'm glad you made it home safely. Yes. We're still praying for you and your family, because I know I tried to stay away from that this evening because I know you've been bombarded with it, but I love you, and I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, love you, and we're here for you.
Yeah, and you know that anytime you need to talk, just please reach out. I give everybody the same respect that I would want, and I close off sometimes when I'm going through difficulties and sadness, and, you know, sometimes it gets a little overwhelming when you're bombarded with text and phone calls, and I don't want to be that guy. So
sure. Yeah. Oh, you're not that guy. So you're not that guy.
No, we just want you to know that we love you. We're thinking about you, and we're here if you need us.
Yeah, you bet. You know, you probably will. Now's like I was saying earlier, tonight's or coming soon, this is the time that things get a little, as they settle.
Yes.
And you know, the emotions kind of go down.
Just reach out.
Yeah.
Yeah, for just sure. Reach out to us and, you know, come join us on the show and stuff like that. And if you need a break, just let us know.
Yeah.
I'll let you for sure. It's been good to be on.
I love you, brother. It was great hearing from you again. And everyone out here, it's great to be back. Like I said, we at least got all these things figured out for the most part. Stupid audio, I tell you, man. Technology. You can't live with it. You can't live with it. But guys, I love y'all very, very much. Those of you listening later on, thank you so much for joining us. I've missed you very much, and we'll be back the rest of this week. So
absolutely.
We at least got it working now. So we'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to talk about fasting tomorrow evening, and then I'm going to got a couple other little scriptural things lined up as well. So guys, I love you very much. Have an absolutely beautiful evening, and I don't have an extra, but I do have the national anthem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Everyone have an absolutely beautiful rest of your night, and fear not. we're lucky enough to know how this book ends and God wins. So hold that line, keep in prayer, stay focused on that gospel. Ask God for help, guys. He's waiting for you to ask for that help. We can't do this on our own. But guys, I love you very, very much. We will see you tomorrow evening for another episode of Kilted Christian, episode 466. Have a beautiful night. God bless and love you all.